Larry Bader Show 925. In the last segment, I shared pieces of an essay that appeared, obviously, for Memorial Day weekend or in conjunction with Memorial Day weekend. A piece in the Saturday Wall Street Journal by an author who is an Iraq veteran who says, look, the stigma, you think you're helping veterans by believing that we're all broken, we're all somehow psychologically damaged, particularly those of us who have served in combat, that we all have post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, I left one point out. A Washington Times article said about roughly 2.6 million veterans who serve in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from PTSD-type symptoms. That is roughly the total number of veterans who served in those two conflicts. So it suggests a 100% saturation rate of PTSD among veterans. This is not as new as you might imagine. Over the weekend, I finished a book I've been telling you about for some time. Five Came Back. It is a long book. It's the stories of Hollywood directors John Ford, John Huston, Frank Capra, William Wyler, and George Stevens, all who served in varying capacities in World War II, chronicling World War II. Some did their country proud, some did some shameful things, some did both. There were some phony recreations of battles, there was heroism by some of these guys. William Wyler went deaf trying to get just the right shot of a P-47. George Stevens was, in fact, damaged for life because guess what? He was the guy that got to shoot the liberation of the concentration camps. He never got past that. The most burning memory they have in there is when he thought he was looking at a pile of stacked wood several stories high, and when he realized what he was looking at, and that because he was wearing a uniform, the prisoners were as terrified of him as they were of the Nazis. I mean, they just, anyone in a uniform was dangerous. It was horrible. You may or may not be familiar with a movie he made after World War II, The Best Years of Our Lives, and the struggles of veterans readjusting. William Wyler, not George Stevens, who was at the concentration camps. William Wyler, who went deaf, came back and made The Best Years of Our Lives, basing it a lot on his own experiences. Mark Harris, writing in the book about this, points out that even after World War II, it was a lot like today. The plight of the returning veteran was at that moment perhaps the most avidly discussed domestic issue in the country. The question of how to resume a normal life and exactly what normal meant. In the press, much of the coverage of veterans tended toward lurid examples of what historian Joseph Gulden called the war-crazed veteran theory. The following headlines were not atypical. Veteran beheads wife with jungle machete. Ex-Marine held in rape murder. Sailor son shoots father. Again, this is after World War II. So veterans have been dealing with this stigma for a long time. Something my dad told me I've taken to heart all these years. Unless you have served in the military and specifically in war, you will never understand it. I accept that as fact. But I would say this. Here is my thesis, and this is where I want calls in about 5 minutes here. This is my thesis. Not all people who serve, particularly in combat, are damaged or broken. But I think pretty much everybody is changed by the experience. I don't think there's any way that you couldn't be. But changed isn't damaged. And I think what's happened is do-gooder, well-intended liberals have taken that change, and you're all damaged or broken because war is evil and it damages and breaks everybody. No, I don't think it does. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder does run higher among veterans than it does in the public population. I'm not surprised by that, but it's still in the 10 to 20% range. I think it changes you. I think this notion that all veterans are broken is a dangerous one. I would like to hear from veterans and their families on this day after Memorial Day. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 930.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.